WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc.
We want to welcome back to the WNRN studio, Jesse Winchester. Good morning, Jesse.
Morning, Ann.
I'm so glad to have you back here. And I guess the last couple of times you have been in, I was pestering you about when you would be putting out a CD. And now it's out. Came out back in late April or mid-April of this year?
Yes, it was in April. Yeah. Well, what a relief not to have you pestering me anymore.
Really? Well, I'm sure that's the only relief it was, is just knowing that I wouldn't be harassing you.
Well, really.
Love Filling Station came out on a great little label called Appleseed. And but you recorded this in Nashville. Is that a good place for you to go and find recording, or did you have particular producers and players you wanted to work with down there?
Well, I have worked with Bill Vorndick for a long time now, so yeah, and Bill has a little studio in his home in outside of Nashville, where we do the overdubs and mixing, and then we do the major recording at a studio in right in Nashville. It used to be Tony Alamo's church. I won't go into the history of Tony Alamo, but people who know Nashville will know who I'm talking about. Tony is now in jail, I believe. It's an interesting story. You might Google it, you folks, if you want to know. But anyway, that's where the record was made, yeah.
Inside a church.
Yeah, it used to be a church.
These songs, I mean, you know, many people have been talking about, and of course, when I was pestering you, I was mentioning the fact that it had been a while since you'd actually put out a studio album. A Gentleman of Leisure came out in 1999, so 10 years later, here you are with the new CD and some great new songs. I'm just kind of curious about the reaction from some of the people who have recorded your songs. Have you heard any reaction from folks like Emmylou Harris or Reba McEntire about this new album? Or
no, I haven't. I'm still waiting. I have another cover version by Jimmy Buffett coming up, but that's an older song, really an older song. He's going to record Rumba Man, which was back in, I believe, 77 or something like that. But no, so far, no cover versions of the newer ones.
But Jimmy Buffett's covered your material before.
He has. He's done several of them. Bless his heart.
Yeah. Well, are you going to go see Jimmy Buffett when he comes to town?
Well, you betcha. Yeah. I love Jimmy. He's such a dear man. He's just a great guy, and everybody knows that.
So do you consider yourself a parrot head?
Well, I don't know about that. I believe you're required to drink if you're a parrot head, and so I fail on that account. But, you know, you don't need to drink to love Jimmy Buffett.
Indeed. Indeed. It's fun music, definitely. Jesse Winchester is my guest this morning, and he is going to be playing a show at the Rockfish Valley Community Center Saturday, November 7th. This is a benefit concert, which will be for the Rockfish Valley Community Center. And there'll be an auction, and there'll be a catered dinner, and then a concert with Jesse at the end of the evening. So it should be a fine kind of multitude of events there, going to kind of capped off with your performance, Jesse. And we do have a pair of tickets to give away to the whole event later on. You're also going to be playing at Ashland Coffee and Tea as well in November. That'll be nice for you to be outside of Richmond for that event.
Yeah, it's... People have been telling me about that place ever since we moved here to Charlottesville, so finally I'll get to see it, yeah.
Well, let's play a tune from this most recent album called Love Filling Station, give people a chance to re-listen to it. It was a favorite of mine from this year so far, so I just really like, I like your songwriting, but I particularly like this song from the new album. It's called It's a Shame About Him, and I just love how you kind of paint this picture of this kind of really kind of fun-loving, very competent woman, and how she's, you know, winning at cards and then, you know, just turn it around on this guy. Was there any particular inspiration for this song, or was this just kind of something that came together over the course of time? I don't know much about your songwriting techniques or how you go about doing it?
No, I don't really. The thing about when I write, my writing is I don't have anything in mind. If I do, it has to. I have to get rid of it before I can write anything. So I don't know where these things come from. But you're right. It is odd. It's about a really competent woman and an incompetent man. So there's plenty of evidence of that around. But that's all I can tell you.
Okay. Well, let's listen to this one. This is from Jesse Winchester's most recent album, Love Filling Station, on WNRN.
Last night, Ellen Billard made a three-door trunk and took $100 off her friend. She got a little nested when her daddy died, and now they are living on the dividends. Ellen is the chairman of the children's fund. She is the biggest donor, don't you know? And I recall the day the drinks were on the house, when Ellen finally beat the tennis pro. But it's a shame about he. It's a shame about he. Well, he's trying so hard, he still just can't win. It's a shame about him. Yes, it's a shame about him. It was back in Eisenhower's second term, before they put old Elvis in the tank. Ellen married Bill and Sarah's oldest boy. The wedding was good news down at the bank. Bill Jr. wasn't half the man his father was. He just let the business go to hell. And if Ellen hadn't waited in, he'll take a charge. The family would have probably had to say, but it's a shame about him. It's a shame about him. Well, he's trying so hard, and he still just can't win. It's a shame about him. Yes, it's a shame about him. Well, I just saw Bill Jr. in the bank today. He's put on an awful lot of weight. He was off to see his lawyer so he couldn't talk. Already he was half an hour late. But Marjorie the teller says the rumor is Ellen told Bill Jr. that they're through. Now watch and see, without that man to hold her down. But there was just no telling what she'd do. But it's a shame about him. It's a shame about him. When he's trying so hard, and he still just can't win. It's a shame about him. Yes, it's a shame about him.
WNRN with music from Jesse Winchester from the new album called Love Filling Station. And I'm lucky to have Jesse Winchester right here in the WNRN studios this morning. He is playing at the Rockfish Valley Community Center for a benefit for the community center itself. next Saturday, November 7th. The whole event starts at 5 with auction and appetizers. There's going to be a catered dinner, and then the concert will happen afterwards. And this song that we played not only showcases some of your fine songwriting, but also kind of that beautiful high tenor you have when you sing your songs. And I've had the privilege of seeing you in concert, and you do a nice range not only of your own songs, but you also choose to do some covers as well. A couple of them are found on this new album as well. I was kind of interested to see that you chose a song, a favorite of mine, The Far Side Banks of Jordan. What particularly drew you to that song to play? I'm just curious.
I love that song. It was written by Terry Smith. It's an unusual gospel song because it combines love of God, a spiritual element, but also love of your wife or your husband. So it manages to get both of them in. So I especially like it for that, but you know, I would have liked it anyway, whatever. It's just a beautiful song and beautifully written. The images are just great.
You do a great version of it, but my absolute favorite version of this song was Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash singing this song to each other on one of June's albums from many, many years ago. And strangely, Johnny was the one who sang the line, you know, I'll be the first to go. And ironically, that wasn't the way it went.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I have to say that when June passed away and Johnny passed away, I couldn't get that song out of my head. And it's a song that comes up when a dear one passed away. It comes to me. It comes back and haunts me, I guess, a bit. So it's a beautiful song. But you also do some other covers on this album as well. You know, real classic song for me, one that I think most people are familiar with, Stand By Me. I'm just kind of curious, you know, obviously you're well known as a songwriter and people choose to sing your songs. And then in this new album, you're choosing other people's songs. What kind of qualifies, you know, as a song that you want to cover?
Well, Stand By Me is, I believe, my favorite song. The simplicity of it, it's just powerful. Of course, I didn't duplicate it here, but the string part in that song has always struck me as being one of the most beautiful, maybe the most beautiful string arrangement in pop music. And of course, Benny King's voice. But the lyrics really are so simple and so powerful and just sum up what you really want to say to your spouse. So that's why I chose it.
We come back to that overarching theme that you've said in interviews with me and with other people as well, that your two things that you focus most on in your songwriting are God and women.
That seems to be the way it works, yeah. I always finish that statement up with by saying that I get the two confused, and that truer words were never spoken.
Well, you also just have a stellar cast. I mean, we talked about Bill Vorndyk and his fine ear for recording and mastering your work, but you also work with Jerry Douglas and Andy Lefwich. I know his playing from being a part of Ricky Skaggs' band, and Russ Barenberg, some really fine musicians that you work with, but also you pull in Claire Lynch for some help on some vocals as well.
Yeah,
Claire, big fan of Claire Lynch. She's fantastic.
Me too. Her band, Claire and her band, just a superb group of musicians. And I started working with Claire a while back because I don't believe she's with Keith anymore, but she was with my booking agent, Keith Case. So because of that, we did quite a few shows together, and I just became a huge fan. So she sang on my record, and I sang on hers.
When she covered one of your songs, which
she
is
did.
Which yeah. is a you know a wonderful song that, that you wrote. I found went back over the Gentleman of Leisure album yesterday and found your original studio performance. I've heard your live at Mountain Stage, but you know Claire does a really nice version of that song. So I'm going to take a pause here and play you and Claire on your song called That's What Makes Us Strong here on WNRN.
If you love somebody, then that means you need somebody. And if you need somebody, that's what makes you weak. But if you know you're weak, and you know you need someone, that's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what makes the meek come sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing.
And to trust somebody is to be disappointed. It's never what you wanted, and it happens every time. But if you're the trusting kind, this don't even cross your mind. And oh, it's a funny thing, but that's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what makes the meek come sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing.
WNRN with a Jesse Winchester song sung there by Claire Lynch and Jesse Winchester. This is found on Claire's new album, a song called That's What Makes You Strong. And I do have Jesse Winchester here in the WNRN studios. We'll be back with more conversation with him in just a minute. It is 9:23, and this hour is supported by Edgecombs. It's also made possible by Kluge Estate Farm Shop on Blenheim Road in Albemarle County, just past Ashland. Kluge Estate Farm Shop welcomes you for classic East Coast wines, artisan cheeses, and wine and cheese pairings in an elegant setting for sipping. Hours are 11 to 5 weekdays and 11 to 6 Saturday and Sunday. For more information about Kluge Estate Wine Club or booking an event at the farm shop, KluyaState.com or 434-984-4855. Also, today's programming supported by Rise Up Climbing, Central Virginia's indoor rock climbing facility featuring 40-foot walls, a large bouldering area, and a climbing retail shop. Rise Up Climbing offers an extensive instructional program for beginners or advanced climbers in downtown Lynchburg. For more info, it's riseupclimbing.com. And today's programming supported by Mono Loco Restaurant on Water Street. Mono Loco takes traditional Latin dishes such as burritos, tamales, seafood, and salads and infuses them with fresh ingredients and local flair. They always have kid-friendly options for lunch and dinner and their Sunday brunch. With a cozy interior, a patio, live music late nights, Mono Loco is just a block off the downtown mall in Charlottesville. The market's a Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Partly sunny skies today for most of Central Virginia. Richmond, cloudy today. High, 65 to 70. Cloudy with some drizzle tonight. Low, 45 to 50. And tomorrow, cloudy with drizzle in the morning. And a high for most of us, 60 to 65. Richmond, warmer, 65 to 70. It's cloudy, 53 in the valley. Fair, 53 in Lynchburg. Cloudy and 58 in Richmond. Here in Charlottesville, partly cloudy, 51. My guest this morning in studio is Jesse Winchester. And we've been talking about the new album called Love Filling Station and also this event that's going to be taking place next weekend at the Rockfish Valley Community Center. This is a benefit concert for the community center. It takes place next Saturday. Well, Jesse, with one of the things I was thinking about in preparing for this interview was this album is kind of pared down. I mean, you certainly chose some of the best musicians to be there to support your music, but it's more of a folkier album, I guess, of sorts. And listening to some of your previous stuff, you had more of a full band. But it might be interesting for folks to hear a little bit about your history. We've been focusing a lot on the new album, but you went to Canada in the late 60s and you were writing songs up there. And I don't remember how it is that you met Robbie Robertson when you first started recording your music. How did you meet him?
I met Robbie through a friend of a friend, Gordon Shepherd, who was a Canadian movie maker, producer, and I was playing around Montreal, and Gordon became a fan, and he was a friend of Robbie's, who lived in Robbie and the rest of them, with the exception of Levon, were from Toronto. So he, at that point, Robbie had a big hit with their record, Music from Big Pink. And I was a big fan of that record. It represented a return to kind of sanity for me, return to country and rhythm and blues roots. At that time, you have to remember that music consisted of 30-minute guitar solos and this kind of stuff. People turning their backs to the audience and just guitar solos that made no sense, began nowhere and wound up nowhere. Probably as a result of all the drugs that everybody was taking, I don't know. But when the band came along, there were melodies and arrangements. They'd obviously had to have rehearsed because they kept changing tempos and keys and the rest of it. So, like I say, it signaled a return to classic American music, roots music, and I was glad to see it happening. So anyway, I was delighted when Gordon introduced us, and really happy when Robbie wanted to make a record with me. So that's the way it happened.
So the first album came out,
Came out in 69 or 70, I believe it was.
And then you put out a series of albums since that time, and the most recent, of course, came out this spring, Love Filling Station. And I know that on some level you were playing around in Montreal and in Canada, but certainly being up in Canada for all that time, you didn't get a chance to do much touring in the U.S. until you came back down here. But I think that that was kind of the real kind of mind-blowing thing for me when I first got to see you at the Gravity Lounge was your performing. I saw you as this amazing songwriter, and a lot of people had covered your songs, but you're a really amazing performer. And I remember talking to Pierce Pettis and talking about how influential you were to him as well. And it's one of the few times that I guess is my long-winded compliment. It's one of the few times where I've just been kind of left completely breathless, being in the audience watching you and actually having Pierce Pettis perform here, kind of interesting him as your kind of mentoree. When you perform, I mean, are you looking to capture people? Is there a way of you approaching it that you have developed over the years? It's a long-winded question. I don't know if it went anywhere.
I'm not sure. When it comes to performing, I've been really impressed by the French people a lot, the European people and the Quebec people. They have a very powerful style. Their chansonniers, their singer-songwriters, get a lot more respect than they do here in this country. And I'm talking about a tradition that, at least in my life world, began with Edith Piaf and has been carried on by Jacques Brel and Charles Aznavour and Gilbert Bécaud and all these people. They have an intensity and a power that, like you say, leaves you breathless. I've never seen anything like Edith Piaf before. One little bitty woman out on the stage just gripping people. It moved me, and I never forgot it. So I was inspired by those people and also by Frank Sinatra. I obviously, stylistically, I don't have a lot in common with him, but his performing, his singing, has a personal quality. You can tell that he believes every word he says, even when he's singing something. Well, he had a song called Something Stupid, didn't he? Which he did with his daughter. But he means every word that he's saying, and that really is the trick, if you can call it a trick. You just have to listen to what you're saying and mean it. And it's not really hard to do. You just kind of have to pay attention. So that's all I can tell you. Other than that, I've been doing it for a really long time. I think after a while, you just let any idiot get up and do something for a long while, and he'll catch on to something, I think.
Well,
statistically, you know.
Well, that's true. I guess that would qualify for me and being a disc jockey for as long as I have as well, Jesse. So, I don't know if people. Certainly, I think that most of the words that have been written about you have been, Jesse Winchester, songwriter covered by these people, newest CD here. But, I was reading articles, and many different times that I've prepared for my interview with you. And I haven't really heard a lot of people, talk about this aspect of you. So kind of wanted to bring this forward a little bit, not only to prepare people for a couple of performances you're going to have in the area, but also just to say thank you. I mean, you're...
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you, darling.
Well, Jesse Winchester's my guest. I'm gonna play one more song, and we'll give away that pair of tickets to go see Jesse next Saturday night, Saturday, November 7th at Rockfish Valley Community Center. This is in Afton. It's also a benefit concert, which has auction and dinner, and then, of course, the concert with Jesse Winchester to top off the evening. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Jesse.
You too, Anne.
And good to see you around town. I think there was a weekend where every single time I seemed to turn around, there you were. Yes. It was nice to see you at the Crozet Music Festival. Did you have a good time there?
I did. I had a great time. Yeah. Good. I can't remember her name anymore, but I was very impressed by...
Marianna Bell.
That's right.
I told her.
Yeah. Oh, well, good. I'm glad you did.
And then I turned around just a couple of days later, and there you were putting on your helmet to get on your motorcycle. I guess you had been downtown. So.
Yes.
So, well, good to see you as always. Let's go ahead and give away this pair of tickets to see Jesse next Saturday night at the Rockfish Valley Community Center. We'll take caller number 4 and make them the winner. Here are the phone numbers, 979-0919. 877-967-6762 and star NRN on your Intellos wireless phone. Here's another tune from Love Filling Station on WNRN.
The woman in my dreams, too beautiful to touch, and I'm afraid to speak. I may say too much, and I'll begin to plead, and I'll begin to pray, and show the fool I am, and she'll just run away. I turn to my guitar and touch her silver strings. Oh, the more I hurt, the prettier she sings. I live on the earth, and love is on a star. If I can't have love, I'll turn to my guitar. Lovers from my past have vanished in the wind, but they come to my room to see me now and then. They kiss me on the cheek and they tell me please don't cry. They say they love me still, and then they say goodbye. I turn to my guitar and touch her silver strings. Oh, the more I hurt, the prettier she sings. I live on the earth, and love is on a star. If I can't have love, I'll turn to my guitar.
If I can't have love, I'll turn to
heart.